Good morning and welcome to Focus on Ellenwood. Thank you to all our listeners that tune in each month because Ellenwood always has something coming up and some fun activities and community events. And this next month is full. We have hit that time of year where there are lots of things going on within our Ellenwood community. I am so excited to have Debbie Glenn here with me this morning. Debbie is one of the owners of Two Chicks and Some Old Bird in Ellenwood. And good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
You have been involved in Ellenwood activities for many, many years.
A long, long time, yes.
And Debbie has one of those true hearts of Ellenwood, and we absolutely love it. She's constantly doing something within our community, and her passion to give back. And she is here today to tell about an event, Get Downtown Ellenwood, that you guys started 3 years ago.
That's correct. This will be our third annual.
And, you know, bless your heart, you guys created this event just to bring people to Ellenwood.
That's correct. We wanted to bring people in so that they could see how much Ellenwood actually has to offer.
Yes. And so the third annual Get Downtown Ellenwood will be this Saturday, April 20th. So make sure you're marking that on your calendar and texting a friend to come with you. Debbie, tell our listeners a little bit about what is this event.
Okay. Well, like I said, the focus really was to bring people to town, to showcase Ellenwood, and to let people know all the things that we have to offer. And we thought, what better way than to bring in a lot of outside vendors and some fun things, some food trucks, you know, some activities for the kids, different things, so that people would come to town and shop those vendors, but our local merchants as well.
Yeah, and so the last couple of years, you have had this on a Thursday evening.
Correct.
And so the event has just grown and grown each year, that this year, to fit everything in, you've moved it to a Saturday.
Correct. You said typically it has been an evening event, usually from 5 to 9. And we found that one of the comments that we got as feedback is, I didn't have time to get around to everyone. There were places I wanted to go and I didn't make it. So we thought, okay, that's a great problem. How about if we tried a Saturday event and made it all day? You know, I know there's rec activities on Saturday, but that was one of the things that we ran into with the evening event was conflict with sports. So we're hoping that by extending the hours, it opens the event up to more people.
Yeah, and I would totally agree because I took a group of friends, the last couple of years a group of us have went, but last year our group kind of expanded and we couldn't get around to everything. You know, like by the time you did the food truck and like you looked at all the different vendors and the stores, it was really hard to fit that all in. And so I am excited that it's going to be longer on Saturday and we won't maybe be as rushed.
Right. That's, you know, when you did the math and stopped to think about how many stops there were, it's like unless you're spending a minute or two at each stop, there was no way to make it all the way around. So, yeah.
And so with having on a Saturday, you have a lot more vendors that are coming because honestly, vendors probably are a little bit more available on a Saturday than a weekday evening.
I think that's true. You know, a lot of people that do these traveling shows have other jobs. And so an evening event is harder. So we have had great vendor response this year. And I think that's partially the reason.
Wonderful. And so this Saturday, things are going to kick off about 9 a.m.
Correct.
And you've added in a new location for this year. So let's kind of talk about where people are going to go look to find the vendors.
Okay. We've done something a little different this year. We've added some outdoor vendors, and we just have a few this year. So they'll be along the sidewalks of Main Street. The main change we've made is we've moved all the indoor vendors to a single location because we found that that was part of the deal last year as well. If you didn't make it around to all the stores, you also didn't make it around to the vendors that had come in for the event. So all the indoor vendors, with the exception of one, will be located in the Parish Center, and we'll be using the entire center, both rooms. So we have a lot of different vendors in there, and we're excited that you'll be able to see them all at once and that maybe that increases traffic for everyone.
And that will be nice. Just you'll be able to walk in and kind of view everybody at that point. I'm sure people are asking, is there a cover charge to get in?
There is not. It is a free event.
That is wonderful. Awesome. So there's no reason that you can't come to Ellenwood on this Saturday to check that out. While we're there, are there going to be some food choices?
There are. We'll have several food choices downtown. There'll be a barbecue truck. I know there's a hot dog and bratwurst vendor. We have freaking delicious cheesecake with some frozen cheesecake on a stick and different products. We have a cotton candy vendor, someone doing lemonade, limeade. Also, 1039 Trees will be open for snow cones and or shaved ice. And boba tea. So, that's a new addition.
All right. So, and then you can always stop in at Two Chicks and grab one of your wonderful. Are you going to have scones and muffins on Saturday morning?
That's the plan.
Not like you don't have enough going on with getting your vendors set up. And you have a store to run that morning.
Right. Well, we pulled in some additional help, so I think we'll be good.
Wonderful. We're going to take our first break of the morning, and we're going to come talk. When we come back, we're going to highlight some of the vendors and things that you will find when you are coming to Ellenwood for the Get Downtown Ellenwood event this Saturday. And then we'll also talk about our wonderful storefronts that we have in our community that you're going to want to make sure and shop at also while you're in Ellenwood. So be calling your friends during this break, sending them a text, and get a group of friends and carpool over to Ellenwood this Saturday for the Ellenwood Get Downtown event. It's going to start at 9 a.m. and go until 4, so you've got a lot of time to make it over. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Focus on Ellenwood, and I appreciate everyone tuning in and listening. I have some faithful listeners every month that I love seeing them in our community or getting a text from them that like, hey, enjoyed your show, or that was really informational. So I also want to give a shout out to those listeners. And someone that is probably my most faithful is Phyllis Miller. I'm so glad that you're listening, and we appreciate your support. And I'm excited today to have Debbie Glenn here with me. Debbie is one of the coordinators of the Ellenwood Get Downtown Ellenwood event. And that event is this Saturday. That is a change of date from the past several years. So make sure this Saturday that you're making plans to come to Ellenwood. It starts at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Debbie, we're so excited because I think there's going to be so much variety at this event that somebody is going to be able to find something they like.
There really is, Nancy. There is everything from food to leather products. We really have too many vendors to mention, but just some of the items that you can expect to see there. We have some of the permanent jewelry that's really a hot trend right now. We also have some vendors who make handmade jewelry. There'll be clothing. Jen's Cookie Studio will be there with sugar cookies. We have a salsa company. We have a gourmet pickle company.
I'm hearing a lot of food, and that ride is right up my alley, the food items. I love that.
We have a company that specializes in leather purses and belts. They'll customize belts right on scene. Oh. So, you know, that's a thing that should bring in some guys, I would hope. We have a lady that has incense lamps, all kinds of crafts, including handmade wreaths, floral arrangements, hand-painted signs. We have mixes like for dips and soups and those things, some gourmet coffees. Of course, your tumblers that are real popular right now, car freshies, candles, beeswax products.
Wow, what a variety.
So we have a lady coming in that specializes, she calls her business Grandpa's Candy Corner. And so she has a lot of the old-fashioned candies that are really hard to find these days that she sells in bulk. So That's truly cool. I feel like we have something for everyone.
And, you know, we're not very far. Mother's Day and graduation are like right around the corner. So it's a perfect opportunity to just shop for some unique gifts that you maybe, you know, had never seen before.
Yes. You know, the vendors are coming in from all over. We have a number of them that will come in Friday night because it's just too far to drive Saturday morning. So
how many vendors are we estimating?
Approximately 40.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes.
Wonderful. That is great. And so you've been working at this probably since last year when it got over.
Correct. You know, I think once it's over, we're like, we're never doing that again. And you take a week or two off, and then you're like, you know, next year we should do. So that's, right. I'm sure you're familiar with that with After Harvest Festival planning.
I get that whole mindset of that. And I totally get that.
And then the stores will also be open on Main Street and all throughout Ellenwood, the retail stores. And so while people are in Ellenwood, we always want to make sure that you're shopping our local retailers also.
Correct. You know, that was kind of the focus to begin with, is to bring awareness to what we have to offer there in Ellenwood. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to mention the local merchants that'll be open.
Yes, we definitely want people to know, you know, our whole mentality and part of why we do focus on Ellenwood is it allows us to kind of shout from the rooftops and be so proud of what we have to offer in our community. So, yep, go right ahead.
Okay, well, of course, Two Chicks and Some Old Bird as your sponsor will be open. The Ellenwood Emporium will be open. Nana's Place, Kansas Earth and Sky Candle Company. And I mentioned earlier that all the indoor vendors except one would be in the Parish Center. They will have a permanent jewelry vendor there in their store, and they will also have the Ellenwood Garden Club, who will be selling raffle tickets for the there's a bird bath and a beautiful crane. So we'll be featuring pictures of those in the event tomorrow, but be sure and stop by there and support the Garden Club. Guns Antiques will be open, In Bloom Floral and Gifts, Be Beautiful Seamstress. And last but certainly not least, Last Stop Acres is doing their grand opening during this event. And I saw her post this morning that said the first 100 shoppers would get a free sample bar of soap.
Yeah, I saw that too. And that's pretty exciting. And it is wonderful. They're a new business to our community. And so I hope you'll stop in and see them. It is located inside Be Beautiful Seamstress. And so the old Kimple building, for some of those that you might be like, well, I don't know where either one of them is. So that is where both of those storefronts are located. And so that is a wonderful listing of businesses that will be open. I just want our listeners to, I just really want you to understand, you know, Deb and her committee, they do this all volunteer wise. I mean, like, they had this wonderful idea of this event to bring to our community. And this is the third year that they have put this on, and it gets bigger and bigger each year. So much that this year now we're doing a Saturday and extending the hours. Our community is very grateful for you and Brittany and your committee that puts this on, you know, each year, because this is just a labor of love that you do for your community to, you know, showcase Ellenwood. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you. We love Ellenwood, and we want everyone else to love it too. So
yes, and I think when people come and see our wonderful little brick street, Main Street, the cleanliness of our community, and I always want to mention our city crew. Our city crew does such a nice job of keeping Ellenwood clean and neat and put together. And so we're going to take our last break of the morning, and then Deb, when we come back, we're just going to go over some other things that are happening, because there are lots coming up in our community that I want to make sure that our listeners do not miss. Welcome back to Focus on Ellenwood, where our main focus this month is the Get Downtown Ellenwood event that is this Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. Debbie, you have also some fun things for people that visit. Let's tell us about that.
I do. During our last segment, I mentioned the local merchants that would be open. But what I didn't mention is the first 20 or so shoppers at each location will receive a swag bag. Those were donated by H&B Communications. They're so supportive of our events. It'll have some swag in it from each one. Eagle Mutual Insurance. And another fun thing that we've added this year is everyone who makes a purchase will receive a scratch-off lottery ticket, and it will have a discount on it. And that discount may be a dollar off your purchase. It may be 20 or more dollars off your purchase. So each of the local merchants will have those. So that's a fun addition this year. I'm excited to see what people think of that.
That was a neat addition.
Made possible by some generous sponsors as well, INA, Eagle Mutual Insurance, and Eastern Carpenter Law Office.
Well, that is wonderful. And we are so blessed to have such supportive businesses in our community and surrounding areas that because they want to see Ellenwood succeed. They want to see activities like this come together. So that's wonderful. They help sponsor that. So how fun. So remember, when you shop a local vendor, if you're the first 20, you will get a swag bag. And then there are little lottery tickets to scratch off with some awesome discounts within. Well, we have some other things upcoming in our community, and I want to make sure that our listeners know about that. So on Saturday evening, the 20th, so just in a couple days, it is Ellenwood Prom. And our community does a wonderful, fun thing called like a promenade. And that is going to start at 6 o'clock on Main Street, the corner of First and Main. The kids will kind of pull up in their fun rides, which that's kind of a unique thing to Ellenwood, too, is like what you drive to prom or how you arrive. I enjoy watching that, too, as much as like seeing all the kids dressed up. So they will get off at First and Main and then walk the block down to the historic Wolf Hotel, which is where their prom is going to be held. So if you'd like to see all these wonderful, you know, our high school students, I think it's always so fun to see them dressed up and the guys in their tuxes. So come down to Main Street. That's welcome to the community. And then just a reminder that our citywide garage sale is April 27th, so it's just that week after. If you want your listing on there, the deadline is the 19th. If you want to list your address, because the chamber will be making flyers that has all the garage sale listings put into areas of town, it is free to list your garage sale. Please just email that to news@ellenwoodchamber.com. And we will get your address listed to the flyer. And then some of the businesses downtown on the 27th, in conjunction with the citywide garage sale, will be doing sidewalk sales. And so you'll be able to drive down Main Street and see if they have stuff out on their sidewalks that maybe they're like giving you a special discount for the day. And also, flyers will be available of all those garage sale listings at the convenience stores and inside that little ATM area at Sunflower Bank. And then I think they'll put that out there online. So lots going on two Saturdays in a row, Debbie.
Yes. Great time to be in Ellenwood.
Yeah. And I do want to mention, when people are in town next Saturday and then for citywide garage sales, you guys have a whole bakery case now of a whole bunch of yummy bakery stuff. And you can get also fruit smoothies. And so when you're in town, make sure you're stopping in and getting some fun stuff with Inside Two Chicks. And then tomorrow we have Chamber Coffee, and that's going to be at Be Beautiful and that Last Acres that we talked about. Last Acres is a brand new business. Linda Penner and Kelly are the owners of that business. We encourage you to come to Chamber Coffee tomorrow at 10 a.m. Check out those two businesses, and then we'll also be doing a chamber ribbon cutting at that time also. And so come and support them, but then make sure you come back on Saturday for the grand opening of Last Acres. You know, we're pretty blessed. Our community, Main Street, is pretty full, and we've got some new businesses that open. And we're lucky because some small towns are struggling just to keep businesses open. So it's exciting that we have a new business to help promote. And then that following Thursday on the 24th is a chamber after hours that is at the American Legion at 5:30. And I would encourage you all to come out. We're lucky to have the Legion in our community. But there's also going to be some other community things that are happening within that after hours. So come out, fellowship with other business owners and community members. We would love to see you. Debbie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed getting to talk about this event.
Yeah, it's a great event. Sounds like you have a wonderful group of vendors with a large variety of things coming. Just a reminder that if you missed it earlier in the show, all the vendors will be inside the Parish Center, and that opens up at 9. There is no cost. It is a free event. Yep.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Nancy. I just thought of one additional thing that I failed to mention. People's Bank and Trust and Sunflower Bank have gone together to sponsor a face painter. So there'll be activities for the kids that will be in the Parish Center as well. There's no charge for that. We're just asking for a donation to the local food bank.
Oh, nice. So just bring a canned food item or a box of cereal.
Absolutely.
That's great. That's always a fun thing. And you know what? Your kid can be busy getting their face painted while you look at the vendors. Win-win for everyone. Well, I want to thank everyone that tuned in. And I hope until next month, everyone is happy and healthy. And join us next month in May, and we're going to be really getting in deep with After Harvest Fest. And remember that the 51st annual Ellenwood After Harvest Fest is July 18th through the 20th. Watch the Ellenwood Chamber or After Harvest Fest Facebook page. We'll be getting updates out there. Those are going to start rolling here within the 1st of May of all the activities that will be going on. And also talking about Facebook, you guys have a Get Downtown Ellenwood event that you've highlighted all of the vendors. So you can get onto Facebook today and look at that and check out all the vendors.
Correct. We've tried to show a few pictures of the products. So it's a great preview of what you can experience Saturday.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And until next month, I hope everyone is happy and healthy.